This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
It's Prayer for You Month at Hope 1032, where you get to send in your prayer requests and we get together and ask God to make a difference to the things that are important in your life. So I thought it'd be great to talk to Tanya Harris to remind us about the power of prayer. Tanya's a speaker and a blogger at God Conversations, and it's her life mission to encourage us to talk to God. Tanya, welcome.
Thank you, Claire. It's great to be on the show.
I want to dive straight in with a problem that many people face, Tanya. Sometimes people feel that because then maybe they're not Christian or not religious, maybe they don't deserve to pray. And equally, I think often as Christians, we feel that maybe we're not good enough for our prayers to be top priority. So, You know, the pastor or our friend, the worship leader, is far more spiritual and a better prayer than us. So my question is, do you need to be specially spiritually qualified to pray?
Yes, you have to have kept all the commandments all of life, and then that's going to qualify.
Wow, well, that cancels all of us out, right?
Oh, I'm sorry, bad luck. You know what? In a very simple fashion, prayer is just talking to God. Mm. And it's very much part of a relationship. We use communication in any relationship. So if we start with that point, then I think that's a great place to start. But sometimes I think people get confused with technique of praying versus the relationship within, which is the context for prayer. So, you know, we think we have to pray the right things and say the right things and be in the right place and the right position. But actually, it's about relationship more than anything. And so when we're talking about prayer, we're talking about talking to God and listening to what he's saying to us. We're building relationship, but we're also praying to make a difference in the world, because prayer is one of the tools, one of the weapons that God has given us to bring his kingdom, his purpose to the planet.
I think a lot of us get very distracted by the routines of the material world, and we struggle to engage with the spiritual and make time for prayer with God. You know, and let's face it, prayer can seem strange. We're talking to an unseen being. It's a bit like we're talking to the air. So how would you encourage us to break the routine and stop and sit and pray and know that we're being heard?
Well, you know what? I'm not actually really good at sitting and praying for long periods of time, I confess. In fact, one of my most productive times of prayer is when I'm moving, when I'm jogging or when I'm paddling or when I'm swimming. And for me, I just like active. It helps me to focus. And I think people have different personalities. And there are some people, you know, you often find them in churches who can pray for hours. And you hear what they say and you go, oh, my gosh, I could never do that. And then we just feel like a failure. So for me, it's about finding what's conducive to your personality, and it's about activating the sense of the presence of God wherever you are. So, you know, if you're doing the dishes or if you're driving in the car to work, or it's like any relationship, there's this ongoing sense of, God, you're there. I trust you. Can you help me with this? Can you speak to me about that? Can you bless that person? Can you make a difference in that news item on the TV? So it's that sense of wherever we are. And yes, we need to carve out time alone specifically for God, but at the same time, there's a much more holistic approach, I think, to prayer that is helpful.
You touched on something there, watching the news, you know, and seeing the news items that weigh us down. And sometimes it can feel a bit futile to pray for big, overwhelming world issues like terrorism, poverty, North Korea, you know. How can our prayer make a difference?
That's just, it's an act of faith. It's about understanding that our world has a spiritual realm behind the scenes. There are things going on behind the scenes, and Jesus has given us the authority to make a difference. And so, you know, sometimes it's just a simple thing. I see a news item on the TV, there's something happening in the Middle East, and I'm sending up a prayer, and it's an act of faith because, we cannot see the spiritual realm, but we know that it makes a difference. I love that there's a great little image in the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, and it talks about our prayers being like incense that's sent up. And the image, you know, it's like wispy bits of smoke, and it feels like that with prayer sometimes. But then you watch what happens in the scene, and it comes down as thunder and lightning, and it affects earthquakes on the earth. And there's a very strong message there that our prayers are powerful. Jesus said when he left the planet, I give you authority to make a difference. But he also says, this is in the context of a relationship, prayer is not transactional. It's not, God, do this, give me that. You know, people pray, oh, nothing happens. Well, let's pray. Let's come to God and say, what's on your heart, God? speak to me about what you want to say right now, because that's a relationship. If I'm always in, on a human level going asking, then I'm not actually building the relationship that then affects the authority that I'm praying with.
Mm, that's great. And I know that you have lots that you've written about hearing God's voice too. So that's a whole nother conversation. As you were talking about making a difference to world issues, I do remember a number of times that I've heard from missions organisations and stories from people overseas about when they've been in dire straits, God has moved and there's been a miracle. And that tells me that the prayers of people around the world do make a difference. Actually.
Yes. And sometimes you do get to see it, but sometimes you don't. God may wake you up in the middle of the night with a burden to pray for someone or something, and then the next day you find out that they were in a crisis situation and they were let out of that. And that does sometimes happen, but at the same time, we need to believe and pray and trust in faith. It's an act of faith. That's what prayer is. And then if we're feeling discouraged, you know, there's no harm in saying to God, can you give me a glimpse of what's going on behind the scenes? I think that's a really great prayer to pray.
I wonder if you can give us some examples of, I think in contrast, sometimes people are reluctant to pray for our smaller, everyday first world problems. Does God care about the small things in our lives too? And can you share some stories that encourage us with that?
He totally does. In fact, I get surprised every time it happens. It's like God is a father and he loves to give good gifts to his children. A number of years ago, he asked me, well, I want to give you a gift. What do you want? And it was ridiculous. It felt ridiculous at the time. I said, well, God, I really want to go skiing in Switzerland.
Wow.
And this was kind of a long-held desire I'd had since I was a child. And soon afterwards, he said, I'm going to, you know, I was looking for some work to support my ministry at the time. And he said, I'm going to give you a part-time job and it will be a gift for you. And sure enough, I was offered a job very soon afterwards. It wasn't a job that I expected and initially wasn't very impressed with, to be honest. But as it turned out, they were a school that I was teaching in that was very good at snow sports. And I ended up being equipped with, you know, this answer, miraculous answer to prayer. And the first international ministry trip I ever did was in Switzerland. And I remember skiing down the slopes thinking to myself, God, you're just incredible. You're amazing. You answer prayer and you answer the desires of our heart. Now, it doesn't mean that God is, you know, put your ticket in and get something out. He's. It's not like that. It's a relationship. And like any relationship, there's giving and receiving and there's trust and there's communication. But within that, this is a father. This is a parent who loves to give good gifts and he loves to show his goodness and his provision. And he does that for everybody. It doesn't take, you know, a theological degree. It doesn't take years as a Christian. It just takes a heart that positions itself to say, God, I want to walk this journey with you. I want to bring your kingdom to earth. I want to partner with you in making a difference on the planet. And let's get to know one another and let's do this together. And that's the context for every prayer that we pray.
Wonderful. What would you say to perhaps a former on-fire Christian whose passion and faith has maybe grown a bit cold, or perhaps they've been praying for something and it hasn't changed, or they've been disappointed by life and lost the heart to pray?
It's a difficult question because it's different for every single person. I think I'd go back to the source of the disappointment. What's at the heart of that? I would ask the person, was it something you didn't understand, something that didn't happen the way you expected it to, someone who treated you wrongly? And then let's get God's heart for that situation.
Mm.
You know, sometimes we put the blame on God or people, and God wants to give us his perspective on it. You know, that's what he does in prayer. He shows us his heart. And then once we get that, we can move forward. But I think it really has to go back to, okay, what's happening in your heart here before we can tackle, hey, how do I pray more?
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.